Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, welcome back. Another
Welcome,
episode, another episode.
welcome.
Your boys, Perseverance, Zengele, and Gabelo Tladi at your service again. We're back with another one that we hope will bless you.
Yes. We hope you are relaxed, you are seated, you are driving, you know, you're just, We hope that you really enjoy. And
and we really hope that you guys find it fruitful or nourishing, in the sense that you can listen to some of these twice or even more, just to refresh your mind, you know.
Because it's easy
to forget when we are caught up in all this life thing, like just lifing, if that is even a word. And then you can even forget, you know, I had just heard something that had blessed me a couple of days ago.
I'll admit, some episodes I actually think I need to go back and listen to them.
Absolutely.
Actually, a lot. Not
absolutely.
Some, like a absolutely. Lot. Like, I actually need to go back and listen, because sometimes we are speaking, but we are not actually the ones in control. I won't lie to you. You know, when we are listening back to these episodes while editing or just after releasing it,
you're like,
it's like, what? What was I saying here? So, I think you have an idea of what we're trying to say. But it's also quite an experience for us. And we are beyond grateful that you are joining us on this journey. And
Today is a surprise episode for my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to surprise him a bit and hear what he has to say about this. And we're just going to talk as two young men about a very, very sensitive topic. And I don't even understand how this has become sensitive. Maria, we live in the 21st century. And shout out to my sister cousin Nombulelo. She's getting married this weekend as we're recording. And I wanted us to talk about holy matrimony and what we think about that. I just wanted to shout out my sister. I hope, I know that the wedding is gonna go absolutely perfectly. And
wow. Actually, start it off, man, because this is too broad. This is way too broad. Like, it's too broad.
I wanted to start it off on a good note, if I can even do that. And the scriptures talk about it from a man's perspective. Okay, what I'm about to quote is only talking from a guy's perspective.
Okay.
I feel like if you open up your mind, it applies both ways. The scripture that goes, he that finds a wife
finds a good thing. Okay.
I feel it works same thing, vice versa. She that finds a husband finds a good thing. I want us to note that the scripture doesn't say he that finds a woman. It says he that finds a wife.
Okay.
So I feel like there's a distinction, because wife is character for me. My mind tells me that because the scriptures doesn't say woman, it says wife. Wife is a woman of a certain character.
Okay.
Husband is a man of certain character.
Okay.
So he that finds a wife finds a good thing. Not a woman. She that finds a husband finds a good thing.
Okay.
And in my own understanding, I think we have been, like, all of this, all of this that we've been seeing with the turbulence and the whole thing of marriage, like, just being under attack has been, we are married to women and men, not husbands and wives. A lot of us. And it's also unfortunate that a whole lot of wives are married to men who are not husbands, and a whole lot of husbands are married to women who are not wives.
Sure.
Because, as I said, for me, it's about character.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's where the clash comes on. Because it doesn't matter what, for me, common sense tells me, it doesn't matter how much I love you, piss.
Okay.
If our values are not aligned, we are in for one big fight. If our, we do not have to necessarily always agree. We will have turbulence. We will have, dude, that makes, that that is the rooting system of all relationships. The things you have been through. Mare, yeah, my, that aside, okay, my whole understanding about marriage is that it's an absolutely beautiful thing,
incredibly beautiful,
and I value committed, loving relationships so much that I feel like I am an outsider in my own generation.
Wow.
Because I am even valuing it now. The commitment, the work ethic that goes into building a sustainable relationship, the sacrificing of my own self,
yes,
for us becoming one flesh, as the scripture says. Because I don't know, the way that we're doing things now, yeah, it seems to be the direct opposite. Mare, not personally, I value what I just stated so much.
Okay.
And it makes me feel like an imposter in my own generation because, Andana, you know, you know, you know the things we are living through.
I know.
It even gets to the point where you are like, okay, I know what I believe and I know what I value. And it seems like you are in an almost impossible situation. Because you're like, yo, God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo, I feel like it's time for you to say something now. Yeah.
I am telling you now, whoever my parents are listening to this
episode,
they are sitting at the edges of their seats and they are wondering, I wonder what this kid is going
to
say.
I'm not even trying to think about all of that. I'm not even trying to think about who's listening because I think like you. Yeah, continue, bro.
I'm going to be honest now.
Sure.
I had or still have a similar, similar approach, a similar outlook on marriage as you do.
Yeah.
Everything you just described,
sure,
is exactly where I come from.
It's
my standpoint, but
yeah,
a lot of life has happened over the past month or 2 months or 3 months,
and
some of my perspectives around marriage have changed, and for one reason or another, God has put me in a position where I view marriage
slightly different.
Not slightly different, but according to His preference or according to what He wants.
Yeah.
And I'm not speaking about romantic kind of marriage. No. I'm speaking about the marriage of Christ and the church.
Okay.
In order for me to understand the marriage of the bride and the groom, you know, in order to understand the marriage of the husband and the wife, I want to first come, like, spiritually.
Sure.
When Christ says that He is the bridegroom and we are the bride, and we must prepare ourselves for Him, and what that actually means. And before you can step into marriage, just that entire process of preparing yourself.
So,
Kore, Kabelo, I hear exactly what you're asking me, now.
May I interrupt you a bit?
Sure.
Askis, I totally do not understand how, especially in our generation, there is no practice, almost no practice to the whole marriage thing. We've lied to ourselves and told ourselves somehow we will be ready when it happens.
Just jump into
Uguti, I will know how to be a husband when I marry someone's girl, someone's child. And that is so not true.
Yes.
we want to flex and live our life until it's time to be serious. And somehow we've told ourselves that no, I will be a husband then. Continue, bro.
But yeah, man. Yeah, thing is, now as you're talking, like we are sort of talking about two separate topics, but at the same thing.
Yeah.
Kuri.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I've been learning about it, ne? Mm. And it's been sort of like a new thing to me to say that we as the church, like as the members, as his body, you know, we should get married to Christ. You know, we should prepare ourselves.
Give our whole selves.
Our whole selves. Sure. You know, everything that we are. Sure. And he's the bridegroom. You know, he's the one who's coming to take us. And that has been like a totally different, I don't know, mind shift. Because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
And as a guy, I've always had this thing, you know, when I'm marrying someone's daughter, you know, when they're coming into my family, they should forget everything about themselves, you know. They should now come and be in my family, you know, submit to my family and whatnot.
The whole traditional sense.
The whole traditional sense of it. And I would never view it from the other perspective.
Yeah.
And now that the Bible says that now I should be the bride, it's like, all right, all along in your mind.
Now you understand.
Yes. And yeah, yeah. So all along in your mind, you're expecting someone's daughter somewhere out there to leave everything and to focus solely on you.
Sure.
Now it's your turn to do that for Christ. It's like, yo, like everything. Yeah. Like I should forget, like, my entire, like, you know, family, everything, you know, and I should focus now on you.
Sure.
And it's been a very interesting journey, because also love, Abel, Kuri, having to love Christ like that to the point where you lose yourself, where you just die, where your entire self dies, and in order to gain this person, the scripture that actually speaks about that. It's
that's what I wanted to get to.
I don't think I'm there yet. Sure. Like, in my understanding, I don't think my brain or my mind can fully grasp
that,
what that actually means.
Yeah.
You know, like, to die to yourself.
Sacrifice yourself.
To sacrifice yourself. God, I don't get it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to. I'm learning. I'm growing. But it also links with this whole marriage thing. You know, when you say that the two shall become one. And, you know, you are now...
Both need to sacrifice themselves.
Both need to sacrifice. And the fact that...
to become one.
Uh-huh. And the fact that I don't get it just in J with Christ.
Okay.
And then with the...
Are you going to get it with another person? Another person.
You see? So it's interesting, man. And I am so glad, or I am so grateful that God gave me the chance to start back from square one.
Okay.
Because in my mind, I was already at square three.
Yeah.
And I was lost.
Yeah.
And now that I'm at square one, and he's sort of teaching me how to love him.
Sure.
You know, in order for our marriage to work.
Yeah.
You know, okay, see?
Yeah.
Prepare yourself like this. You know, I want a person like this, like this, like that.
Yeah.
Kuri, learning how to respect what Christ wants.
You
know,
yeah.
Learning how to be obedient.
Submissive.
Learning submissive. You know, all these qualities that people would associate with marriage and with being married.
Which are all undermined nowadays.
Yes, and which, by the way, I know nothing about. I'm not married to anyone. You know, like...
No, we're just saying generally.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
This topic, ne... to the people that are listening that are married and they're like, utwambana.
Yes, we don't know anything.
We just say,
based on our... based on our... Firstly, I wanted to say one of the greatest challenges that I think from me just viewing or observing marriage from the outside, because I feel like we have to. To step into it blindly would be foolish in my view. We have to learn, look, view, share. But we learn from our parents. We learn from everyone that you know that is married. You learn, you listen. You try to understand and form an understanding for yourself so that you will be better prepared and more equipped to build a successful marriage in a future with someone's daughter and with Christ. Same thing. So I feel one of the biggest issues, which is something that you stated, is also an unwillingness to sacrifice self for the unity of the two. Because it becomes a battle of Gabelo and whoever Gabelo is married to. And we are... Is it making sense?
Yeah.
I hope it's making sense to the viewers. But to the listeners, I mean. But yeah, it's that. And I... It's slipping my mind and the words are not reaching me. But it's forming that understanding and being willing to sacrifice yourself to that point. It's it's something that I feel like it's one of the hardest things to do. But for me personally, it is so worth it. Because looking at the other side of what is possible, if you are even able to get that half right, not even all the way right, that's half the way right.
Which, Gabelo, there's something that I don't know. I wanted to avoid saying it, but yeah.
I wanted to ask you something. Sorry.
Okay.
The thing that I wanted to ask you is, you stated about your own personal experience months ago, whatever. I wanted to ask you something, but it's also, I wouldn't say rhetorical, it's a challenge question, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Of, I want you to think about it like this. You know the things that you value, like you said, in a conventional romantic relationship, in inverted commas. I wanted to ask you, what if that, whatever you went through, was a test to see if you would retain those values? Or you would chuck them out as soon as whatever unfortunate thing happened, or whatever just happened. And also, how often do you think, in other circumstances and other situations, do people do that? That, let me try it. I don't want to say God's way. Let me try it the proper way. This is what I know needs to be done. And when it doesn't work out the first time, or when I see that, no man, this challenge is here, or it doesn't work out to my favor the first time, totally give up on it. Whenever that ideal is challenged, we're like completely done with it. Throwing out the window. Nope, that doesn't work. And all I wanted to know was, what if that was a challenge of your own character to see, okay, Gabelo, you say you believe in this. Let me see. I know it's tough what I'm asking.
It's
almost unfair what I'm asking.
Yeah. But it's only unfair in the sense that I do not want to answer in such a way where I throw someone else under the bus, you know. Corey, I want to respect, you know, the people that have been involved in my life as much as I possibly can.
That's why I was asking it specifically to you. What if you personally were being challenged?
Trust me, I was.
Sure.
And I'm going to speak in code and just purely out of respect. And I tried looking outside the box. Not even tried. I found myself looking outside the box.
Sure.
And then I realized that there was a box for a reason. Then I realized that there are boundaries for a reason. There are certain boundaries is not the word, man. Guardrails. There are certain
boundaries is perfect.
Yeah, like,
let's not shy away from the truth.
That are there for your protection. That are there for Yes, and then sometimes you're like, you know what,
maybe we do not want boundaries.
Yes, yes. But also you are like, maybe I'm being too hard on myself, so, or too hard on
the things other person. I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. And then you're like, you know what, let me rather try something like this or something like that. And then it blows up in your face.
Sure.
Yeah, but... Ish, I actually wanted to say something before that.
Okay. And
I wanted to say that we are blessed.
Sure.
Me and you. Mm-hmm. Well, we grew up in households where there is marriage in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
We saw it.
Mm.
It raised us.
Sure.
Kore, yeah, man. It was a part of our daily lives. Kore. So I understand exactly where this entire conversation is coming from and why you keep saying that you believe in it so much.
Mm.
It's because you see it.
Yeah.
Not that you saw it. You see it. You know, it's your reality. Mm. And for the listener, you know, who's not aware of or who never got to experience this, I love what you are actually trying to do.
Yeah.
You're trying to show them the beauty, that there is still beauty in marriage. Mm. And marriage still exists, but it does require a sense of sacrifice. It does require, like for you to lose a portion of yourself. It requires something. It's not free. It's not, you know, there is something that's going to come
major
out of
sacrifice.
It.
Major. And I do not want our listeners to get you wrong. Percy is not saying that people who did not see it are incapable of wanting it.
Yes.
No.
That's
all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Because whenever we say we see it, it doesn't mean if you didn't see it, you are incapable of believing in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. It taught me to not look outside the box. I tried it, and it did not benefit me in any way, shape, or form. And so ask.
Okay. I wanted to ask you this. I know everything that you just talked about wasn't marriage. But no, what I'm about to ask you is throwing the other person under the bus. I'm sorry. Never mind. This is a personal question I'll ask you after. No. I just thought of it now. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, this was a tough one, Gabriel. We are going to come back to it a number of times, a lot of times, and I would actually like for us to come back to it with people that are unmarried, like people who were married before and then who are no longer married, where it didn't work out, and then people that are married and still married, and people who are planning to get married, or maybe even just got married, either engaged or just got married, one of those two, whichever ones we can find, because... This is it's a real topic, you know, because maybe for our parents listening to us right now, they're going to say that maybe we are still too young to be talking about this.
Immature
to be talking about this, but maybe we're not, you know.
You
could pull up next week with a letter and be like, hey, ta-da!
sure,
you
sure.
Know? So,
sure.
Yeah.
To everyone who's feeling that way, like, you are probably right in thinking... about these two young men, they don't know anything about marriage because they haven't been married.
Mm-hmm.
Mari, we are putting ourselves out there because we want to learn even before we are in it. We want to prepare ourselves so that we are as prepared as possible, if that is even something that can happen. For when we step into it, we know what we are stepping into.
Yes.
Not just step into it blindly.
Wow.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because
sure.
I feel like people only have these conversations when they are in it and things are up in flames. And now we start talking about, I ain't done this marriage thing. The conversations that we always hear around us. I wanted us to be preparing ourselves and speaking about these sensitive topics. We do not have to be or experience certain things in order for us to be able to have an understanding. And preparation is always good. And I believe in it.
Now that we are here, you know, might as well just jump straight into it, because I see where you're actually going with this whole conversation.
And
I have a question for you now.
Okay.
There is something that we call fat and set, and I think you're aware of it.
Yeah.
And where does that draw the line? Go away.
PC.
Sure, like. Because now I see that we are in it, so might as well just keep going.
Yeah,
you know? Might as well just keep going because it's a norm in our culture. It's a norm, not let me not even say in our culture, in our day and age. It's our reality. It's something that we are living in. And
let me put it like this.
Wait, actually, wait. Think about what you're about to say.
I'm treading on thin ice.
Wait.
Yeah,
because I want to say something. The reason why I brought it up, now is because I once asked my mom about it.
Yeah,
and she answered me. She said that it's like giving marriage a free trial. It's like practicing. And
sure,
you are going to teach yourself that there is a do-over, and marriage doesn't have do-overs. So when you are in that situation, you still know that you can jump ship any day. You still know that whatever I have with this person is not concrete. Gore, I am not.
You're giving yourself a way out.
So
you do not want, like,
yes,
it's marriage without the commitment.
Yes, and
I totally understand it.
It has become fashion, you know, amongst our generation. You know, people are in our generation, the they don't get married no more. Even the previous one, actually,
especially millennials,
they don't get married anymore. Like, to them, living together is enough. You know, we don't need to go the next step because that's too much of a commitment. That is
just romantic roommates.
You're just romantic roommates. And it would be so, I would love that whenever we have guests, I would love for them to actually listen to this episode before we step into us actually talking about it, because I would actually like to hear what they have to say about this, you know, having like a romantic roommate, you know, like, because
you hope you're not offending anyone right now, Marie. Yeah, please, Rekupa, like, try and remember, we are just talking about this generally. But I totally understand and respect what your mom said. And it opened my eyes in a way. I didn't really think of it that way before, but it is so obvious to me now that it is doing it without the commitment. It's giving marriage a tryout. Or a trial run. And I
but wow, man, you know, before you came up with this with this topic, you were right, it was such a surprise. Because I don't know, like, before now, like in this very moment, for the past few weeks or for like the past month, I have tried to steer away from anything romantic in my mind as much as I possibly can.
Sure.
And this is like the first moment where
pulled you all the way back in.
Like, this is the first moment where I've had to
I'm sorry.
Because I love this conversation, because it's something I genuinely cherish too. Like, it's something I want too. Like, I genuinely want like a permanent life partner. Gori, let's do this life
committed
together,
loyal,
you know,
love,
yo,
compassion.
Because it's beautiful, bro. Like, when you see it in its truest form, like,
dude,
it's beautiful.
You know, why I feel like this is something that should be talked about more, especially, and talked about with the goal of seeking and understanding, especially with people who are not married yet.
Yes,
it's so that we can find, bridge those gaps of whatever we have made to be the norm that is so destructive to our relationships. And the Lord that we serve aside, this is the biggest decision you're ever going to make in your life.
Yes.
this is the biggest decision you're ever going to make in your life, dude. This is the person you're going to share your life with. And we know that the word said it is not good for men to be alone. And I love what I heard someone say about this. And at first I felt offended, but the more that I thought about it, I was like, this person is actually telling the truth. It was from another podcast about something completely different. Oguchi, God said it is not good for men to be alone. Why would God say that if he is God? Because if you have God, you would be good by yourself. But God himself said, it is not good for men to be alone.
You need a companion.
You need a companion.
Wow.
Because that person that you love gives your life meaning, substance. God did that on purpose.
Sure.
Because it is like an illustration of our marriage to him, but in the human experience.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
So, yeah. Yeah, this is a conversation that I feel like, a lot of, like, it needs to be,
Like, it's time we started questioning what are we getting ourselves into. Yeah, so that we know exactly that the day I say to a person,
I do,
or will you marry me? I know exactly what I'm getting myself into.
And I feel like we should question ourselves even more. Because it is hard to envision 30, 40, 50-year-old marriages with our current generation and the way things are going, which is something we saw with our grandparents. And it was a beautiful thing for me to see. To see older generations argue, but you will still see the husband treat the wife with respect, even after a violent argument. Open the door for her. Iron her clothing. It's an illustration. All the way from our elders to our parents, mom can be mad at dad. She still cooks dinner. You hear them laughing at the end of the day. You see them trying to construct a positive communication path into solving whatever that is. We saw that. Marigona now, I don't know what we are so... Everybody's so stuck with whatever nonsense this is that we need to bridge in order for us to be able to gel and understand each other once again. Because Rona, as soon as something goes wrong,
jump ship.
Jump ship. And the only thing that I've heard scripture, because one of your Christians, scripture justify for marriage ending is infidelity.
Yes.
Because the trust is broken.
Yes.
And even the word, like, says clearly, it's practically over.
It's chai.
Yeah, it's chai. Yeah. And I commend people who are able to push even through that. Because there have been people who have been able to push
through that. A lot, actually.
And it's, a lot. It is absolutely amazing. Yes. I applaud you. Yes. I applaud you.
Yes.
Mare, Rona, We hi guys. We've got some work to do, Shay.
A lot, man.
We've got some work to do,
Shay. Wow, man. Thank you for bringing it up. Hey,
have this conversation with your friends. Have this conversation with people, and have a look at yourself. Listen to the things that you say when you speak about marriage, and tell me if those things are destructive or constructive for building a marriage. That's all I challenge you to do.
Yeah. And talk to your parents about it, man. Like, talk to people older than you.
Elders. Talk to people who have been in successful marriages, people who have been in destructive marriages. Yes. Open up your mind.
Yes. Yes, because the one is going to speak good about their side of the story, and everyone is justified for anything and everything. Sure, sure. So people in relationships that might have ended, they might speak terribly about marriages and say that it's just the chance for someone to take half of your stuff. Kore.
Spirit of resentment that we've always been talking about.
There is just so much around it. But thank you for challenging us to look more into it. Kore.
We really need to.
We really
need to. And I believe that if you do that now, and you end up marrying, if you're not married, and you end up marrying whoever the person is that you are with or gonna end up with, it's only gonna be for the better of your relationship.
It's going to be very intentional. Incredibly intentional.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you won't be stepping into it blindly, hoping for the best.
Yes.
You will be stepping into it knowing to a certain extent what it takes. Knowing to a certain extent what it takes, and not just stepping into it and thinking that it's going to be a Cinderella story. So yeah, guys, let's have this conversation. I hope
another day, another time.
But
this was not fair. Yo, this is not fair. Yo.
Wow. Ari. Wow. I just had to do that to you one time, man.
Wow.
And no, it's something that has been on my mind for a very, very, very long time. Because as soon as I started to see this, especially happened to me after high school, as soon as I started to see my own character change and my own values change and the person that I wanted to become changed, I challenged my way of viewing things. And I would always question. Okay, I feel justified in that. But outside of me, would that be something that is good in a relationship? If I'm just being honest. You know, things like that. So that is all that I challenge people to do, because this is such a serious, serious, serious issue. And we've made it into this playing thing nowadays. Like, we can just be out here. Like, it's like it's of no substance now. You can just be out here. It's like,
just living your life.
Let's do it. If it doesn't work, like, Ngari, it is no longer a covenant.
Yes, yo. That's a very deep word. Like that's
lost
not
its value. Sure.
That's not just any word, but
yeah.
Wow. And another thing, but yeah, I would also love for this to be actually a topic someday in the future. Is us getting married to Christ.
Sure.
I heard as I was talking about it that it involves the church quite a lot. It's not an individual thing. It's all of us. Yeah, as much as we all need to play our parts, but it's a uniform thing. It's all of us thing. There's some scriptures from Songs of Solomon.
Okay.
I think I said it correctly. Yeah, there's some verses in there that actually speak about it quite a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, it will be a topic for another day. I tried to shy away from today's conversation by using that, but wasn't the time or the place. But we'll save it for later.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you, guys.
It was a surprise.
I know I surprised my boy a bit today.
This was surprise.
I just wanted to hear what he had to say, man. Because I feel like this is a conversation that especially our generation really needs to be having. And it is something that matters a lot. Well, at least to me. You can decide for yourself how much it matters to you. So yeah, man, we hope it blessed you guys and we hope that it can open up your mind to seeing things and trying to learn and be better in a sense. So with that
and
said,
congratulations to Nombulelo.
Ah man.
Like you said it at the beginning, but
this wedding actually is an inspiration for this episode. So yeah, we wish her and her soon to be husband a fruitful and blessed marriage, man.
Yeah.
And with that said,
congrats, guys.
Peace and love, man. Peace and love.